This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with certified life coach Brooke Booth, episode number 144. All right, my audio may be a little bit different today. I don't have my fancy microphone with me, and you might pick up some traffic noises. I apologize, but I wanted to record this podcast anyway for all sorts of reasons. My convenience being probably the number one reason, but also because this topic I think is so important. Now, this may not apply to everybody, but I think it applies to enough of us to bring it to the podcast. And that is the topic of weaponized incompetence, which is also can be called other things, strategic incompetence. I'm sure it has other names. Those are the ones that I most frequently hear it named or described with these names. I want to talk about what it is, give some examples, and then we'll talk about the mixed faith marriage aspect as our usual format follows. Okay, weaponized incompetence. It's also called, like I said earlier, strategic incompetence, and it's when somebody knowingly or even unknowingly demonstrates an inability to perform or master certain tasks. Now, this can be domestically or at work. So if you have a job, this might be happening there too, but obviously I'm going to be focusing on it in more of the domestic sphere, as this is a mixed faith marriage podcast and not a work career podcast. So think about it in terms of consistently weaponized incompetence in the home. We're talking about tasks of parenting, taking care of the house, anything like that, where it leads to an unequal division of labor. Weaponized incompetence can create an imbalance in the relationship because one partner tends to overfunction and one partner tends to underfunction. I'll give you some examples. We'll talk about the impacts. So, making the bed. You ask your partner to make the bed, but you end up having to show them how because they don't know. You buy groceries, you send them to buy groceries, you send your partner to buy groceries, they forget half of the items on the list or buy incorrect items. Putting away groceries. Your partner puts away groceries randomly without paying attention to where they're supposed to go. Cooking food. Your partner cooks a meal, but it's perhaps a boxed meal like macaroni and cheese and not healthy or nutritious. Or maybe it's something that the kids just utterly refuse to eat so that you're not actually preparing a meal for the family. You're just preparing a meal that nobody eats. Dusting the house. You ask your partner to dust around the house. They don't do a thorough job, so many surfaces are still dusty. Here's one I've specifically heard from clients: sweeping the floor. You ask your partner to sweep the floor, but they take forever to complete the task and complain about it the whole time. Doing the dishes, your partner puts off doing dishes until you have to do them yourself. Now, mind, on any of these examples, I mean, it could work any which way, right? Maybe they sweep the floor, but you can't tell and you have to sweep it again. Maybe they put off dusting and so you have to come in and dust. Maybe they're like, I want you to, these are just ideas to get you going, but it can apply like mix and match here. Mix and match. These aren't the only way it can show up. I'm caring for children. You ask your partner to change a baby's diaper, but they don't know where the supplies are. I mean, this could be anything. You ask your partner to drive a kid to soccer, but they don't know where the soccer cleats are. You ask them to do laundry, but they don't know how to use the washing machine. These are all examples of weaponized incompetence. They make a cake or pancakes or a meal, and your partner leaves a giant mess in the kitchen. Decision making, this can show up in decision making, not just in the actual domestic labor, but your partner avoids major decisions by claiming they don't understand the situation. These are just some examples. No way complete. Some examples. This is the problem with weaponized incompetence, is that it often does have a negative impact on the relationship. It creates an imbalance in the relationship where one partner is shouldering the majority of the responsibilities. Resentment happens a lot in a weaponized incompetence situation. An imbalance of responsibilities can lead to conflicting feelings, like where people start to get really resentful. You may love and care for your partner, but that resentment grows and grows and grows, and that frustration grows and grows and grows, and you have a real problem. This, over time, then spills over into a lack of trust. It can be really hard to trust your partner when you can't count on them to support you in the daily tasks of life. If you feel like you have to do everything done yourself, especially if you need it done, you know, a certain way, or if the kids need it a certain way, that can feel like a burden very quickly. This can lead to a lot of conflict. You may fight or argue over the skew distribution of responsibilities. You may fight and argue over how things are done. You may fight and argue over, like, this isn't important to me, but this is important to me. It can show up in so many ways. And then communication can break down, because now you're probably going to hesitate to express concerns or frustration, fearing that your partner will use this incompetence. It can even look like innocence as a defense mechanism or to deflect responsibility. And that communication breakdown can then further impact the relationship. This is, of course, going to create emotional disconnection. If you now are going to feel increasingly unsupported in the relationship, you will likely start to emotionally disconnect from your partner. Okay, that's a pretty quick general summary of weaponized incompetence. You could go online and learn a ton more. This is something where you can find a lot of reading around. But let's look at this in the context of a mixed faith marriage. So I'll give you some examples of where it can show up. And again, this may not be how it's showing up in your marriage, just to get you thinking. So I don't know where their church clothes are. Like, I need your help. I don't know where the iron is. I don't know where their church clothes are. I don't know what shoes they're supposed to wear. I don't know where their shoes are. This is all examples of getting kids ready for church in the morning. Weaponized incompetence can show up for sure. Now, this can show up before a faith transition, in a faith transition, after a faith transition. Like, this can be happening before a mixed faith marriage, or it sometimes doesn't come up until a mixed faith marriage. You do the girls' hair better than me. They listen to you and not me. I can't get them to behave if you're not there sitting with us. You know, I'm talking about at the pew and sacrament meeting. We're going to be late again. It takes me too long to get them ready alone. These are all examples of how you can see this showing up in a mixed faith marriage. And then when people start to do a bad job, you're not going to ask for their help again, because now it's compounding the work and effort that you have to do. Let's say getting kids ready for church. If asking your partner for help makes the situation harder, you're not going to ask them. So that's how weaponized incompetence starts to break down. If they demonstrate incompetence, now pulling them in to ask them for support and something you need becomes more work in and of itself. So you don't. And now this is where sort of the dominoes start to fall. So then you are growing resentful and frustrated. Maybe there's more conflict. Now you can't trust them doing some of these simple daily tasks of life. Communication breaks down because you're not reaching out and asking as much. You're not talking about it as much because why bother? That can strain the relationship in other ways. And then, of course, the emotional disconnection. It can start with a simple thing of, well, I don't know where the iron is, or I don't iron as well as you, or you always get upset with the way I iron. And it can lead to, you know, through all of the steps, emotional disconnection. And I think sometimes we don't see that. I think sometimes we are frustrated and upset in a situation and we don't see the string of dominoes that we're starting to knock down until it's too late, until we've really are knocking down dominoes in a significant way. Let's talk about this with FHE, just to give you another example. Preparing lessons that don't engage the kids over and over and over again, weaponized incompetence. Making treats that they're not interested in or that aren't appropriate, weaponized incompetence. Complaining it's too hard to do without a manual. Complaining it's too hard to do with a manual. Saying things like you just teach them better, or they listen better to you, or you're just better at this than I am. Or I just don't care about this like you do, can be examples of this. Now, I'm not saying that any of these things aren't wrong for you to communicate and say. All I'm saying is if there's a pattern and practice of weaponized incompetence in your relationship, that is going to have consequences. That is going to come at a cost. And it's good to be aware so you can decide how you want to approach these things. I think some of the most generic ways weaponized incompetence shows up is things like, well, I just don't care about it the way you do, or that's just not important to me. And I want to talk about that because my concern here isn't necessarily like who's doing the kid's hair or where the iron is. Like, that's not the important piece here. The important piece here is the impact, like that string of dominoes, the impact this is having on your relationship and on your marriage. That's where I'm concerned. What's the impact of this type of behavior on your marriage? There's a real impact when you say something like, that's just not important to me. I know it's important to you, but that's not important to me. What's the impact of that? I just don't care about these things like you do. There's an impact of that. There's an impact of saying, well, you do this better, or I don't know where the iron is, or making them redo something that you've done because it was kind of a sloppy job. There's a real impact of this. And it starts those dominoes falling: frustration, resentment, breakdown in communication, breakdown in emotional connection. Sometimes what happens in a mixed faith marriage is you may not actually have a weaponized incompetence problem. Like pre the mixed faith marriage, like people are just showing up and getting stuff done. Sometimes the mixed faith marriage can create one. Sometimes the mixed faith marriage can make the previously existing weaponized incompetence like now too much. That plus the mixed faith marriage now becomes an unbearable strain on the relationship. You know, if you already have some issues in your marriage, like weaponized incompetence, and then you add a mixed faith marriage on top of that, that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Maybe you don't do weaponized incompetence in the exact, you know, issues and topics of a mixed faith marriage, but maybe you do in other aspects of your relationship, but you still add in a mixed faith marriage into that ecosystem, into the, you know, the relationship, and now your ecosystem is no longer balanced. It's just too much stress, too much frustration, too much for the marriage to carry. Maybe the mixed faith marriage now highlights issues that were once just ignored or not understood, but now they cannot be ignored anymore. Like if they don't help with sweeping properly, you know, they do a shoddy job of sweeping, and now they're also making it harder or not helping you get the kids ready for church, the combined impact of that can be significant. If you can't rely on them to grocery shop, you know, and you ask them to pick up something that you really need because you're tied up and they refuse to do that because it's on a Sunday, the impact of that can matter. Principles can be a way to use weaponized incompetence. Now, that they're not always weaponized incompetence. I'm not saying every time you say no or yes based on a principle that that's weaponized incompetence. Like, I will not go to the store for you because it's Sunday. That's a principle-based decision. Sometimes that's not a principle as much as it is weaponized incompetence. Just highlighting that so you can look more honestly at your own behavior in your marriage. And it's the stacked frustration that I'm talking about here that is so concerning to me. When you've got, you know, not feeling supported in this area, and then not feeling supported in this area, and then feeling hurt in this area, and then feeling, you know, neglected or abandoned in this area, that stacked impact, that stacked frustration, that tends to lead to things like criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. Those things that the Gottmans self-awareness about that can really erode and break down a relationship. These are the types of things that can end a relationship. And often it's completely unintended. Like, we're not meaning to be throwing grenades into our relationship when we are just saying, well, I don't know where the iron is, or I don't do it as well as you do, or you always get upset when I do the kids' hair, so I'm not going to even bother. I get it. Like, I get it. But there, it's not as simple as that. This is a more, there are more far-reaching consequences that I think are worth looking at. Because I think what is getting communicated here, let's say you're in that situation and they're like, they would prefer you to clean a certain way or do the hair a certain way, and you just don't get it. You're like, why? It doesn't matter. Done is done. You're both probably right, truly. But what I'm much more interested in is the what's getting communicated there. And a lot of times what's getting communicated in those situations are something along the lines of, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter if this is important to you. It doesn't matter to me what your lived experience is. It doesn't matter to me if you're uncomfortable what other people are going to think about you or how this might reflect on you. That's the piece that I think is important to look at. And so the messages can be like, they don't listen. They don't care. They don't care what matters to you. Their needs and concerns are more important than mine. What's important to me isn't as equally important as what's important to them. Those are really painful thoughts that, again, cascade a domino effect that leads to criticism, contempt, defense, and stonewalling. So what to do? Be aware. Start to notice when you do this. Start to notice the impact, not just your intention, but the impact of weaponized incompetence on your marriage and with your spouse. Do you care about their lived experience? Do you care if it's important to them that the hair is done a certain way or that the floor is swept a certain way? Do you care that that's important to them? Because I think that's an actual hallmark of a relationship. Is, well, you don't have to agree, but do you care about them and what they're expressing as important to them, and what they're expressing as something that they would like done in a particular way? Do you care about that? Not so much that you care about how the sweeping is, but do you care about their lived experience? Are you showing that to them? Is that clear to them? Or is the message they're getting over and over again in all of these little tiny ways, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. What's important to you is not important to me. Again, like I said earlier, there are real impacts to those. Even if you love this person and you want to love this person and you want them to feel loved, if the message they're receiving over and over again is, I don't care what's important to you, and I don't care if that's important to you, and I don't care to do it the way you want me to do it because that means I have to take longer or work harder. There's an impact to that. And I think sometimes we don't realize the full extent of that impact. So if you think you practice weaponized incompetence, and we all do to a certain degree or another. I just want you to get curious about that and get honest with yourself and look at that. And I'm not saying you have to change everything immediately, but it can be really helpful to just get curious and open and just start looking at your relationship and decide if you are actually communicating a lack of care or if you are just maybe just setting healthy boundaries, because they can look similar, but they can mean, like, this is back to a healthy boundary can be something where you are communicating clearly and preserving the relationship and just not caring and ignoring what's important to them is not going to preserve and protect the relationship. It can be really important to distinguish the two. And this is important work that can be done with a coach. This is important work that I think we need to distinguish, because sometimes we trick ourselves into thinking we're just having healthy boundaries when really what we're doing is saying, I just don't care about you and I don't care about how this impacts you. All right, that's weaponizing competence. My website is working again. You know, if you've looked at it at all recently, it has been crashed and burned and but it is working 98% back up and running. Thank you to my wonderful web guys for fixing that for me. But go there and get some of my free resources if you need help with your mixed faith marriage, brookboothcoaching.com. Talk to you soon.